I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Terry Bird Tales. This is a mummy work. Okay, thanks.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Kiwi Birth Tales. You are joining me for a Your Birth Project bonus episode. If you don't already know, Your Birth Project is my online hypnobirthing course designed to help you create your best birth, and also my online store which has pregnancy, birth and postpartum related products to support you through every stage of motherhood. I am very excited to announce that there is a journal joining the Your Birth Project team. So the Your Birth Project journal will be launching in December for pre-orders, hopefully here by Christmas, which is so exciting. I just cannot wait to get this journal in your hands. It is going to be your new birth bestie. It's the perfect complement to the Your Birth Project course, or it's also awesome on its own. Know you're going to love it. Make sure you head to Your Birth Project or Kiwi Birth Tales on Instagram to find out more about that when it launches. But today, what are we talking about? We are focusing on stages of birth, and in particular, stage one, or the sort of early stage of labor. So we're going to be talking about what that might look like for you, how to identify it, some tips that can help keep you calm and relaxed in that early stage of labor, and also some tips for your birth partner. So let's jump into it. Also, apologies if you can hear Maggie in the background. If you don't follow me on Instagram, then you won't know who Maggie is, but she is our Hungarian Wiesla puppy. She's about 4.5 months old, and it's raining today, so she's not keen on going outside, so she's making all sorts of noises. She's currently eating my jandel, so apologies if you can hear her hanging out with us today. All right, so early labor, what does it look like? Obviously, it's going to be different for everybody, right? You're going to have different births to me, to your mum, to your sister, to the births that you listen to on the podcast. Everybody's going to be different. But there are some common things that happen in early labor, which usually help us to identify that that might be it. You will know the difference more than likely between a Braxton Hick and a contraction. The contractions often start feeling like a quite intense sort of period cramp all around your tummy and that sort of lower abdomen area, and sometimes in your back as well. So very likely that you'll know the difference between a Braxton Hick and a contraction when early labor is starting. But some of the common things that might identify early labor, and also some things you can do to help progress early labor or stay relaxed and just reserve some of your energy. So your contractions are likely to start, like I said, that sort of period pain type feeling. More often than not, they will be irregular. So could be like, 7 minutes apart, 10 minutes apart, 5 minutes apart, sort of jumping all over the place with no real consistent pattern. So that's pretty common. More than likely you can breathe through them, so they're not so overwhelming that you have to really stop and focus on getting through them with your breathing. It's likely that you're just sort of able to keep, moving, or sometimes even talking, and they just sort of feel, you can feel them coming and going in waves. Walking and stretching might feel really good in the early stages of labor, so it's likely that you're sort of, you're starting to become a little bit uncomfortable, but because they're irregular, you can still move around sort of keep active, which if that feels good is a great thing to do. I actually went on quite a long walk when I was in early labor because I wanted to sort of help things continue to progress, and I was doing a lot of different pregnancy yoga stretches as well, so that felt really nice for me and might be a nice thing for you to try. Also, remember to stay hydrated. That's one thing I remember my midwife said to me after 2 days of early labor when I was in the hospital, was, how much water have you had to drink? And I honestly couldn't tell her the last time I had a drink of water. It is so important. It's the number one thing that slows down your labor, is not enough water in your body. So please make sure that you remember to drink, stay as hydrated as you can, and have some little snacks if that feels good too. Now is a really good time to practice your breathing techniques. So even if you don't feel like you need to really focus on breathing through a contraction, it's a great time to start practicing it so that when it gets to more active and progressed labor, that breathing techniques feels really natural. So as long as you can sort of try and focus on that, you're trying to go in for 4 and out for 7, or just as many counts as you can. Ideally, you're doing more than 4. So in for 4 and out for 7, or in for 4 and out for more. Some people like that saying too. You should try the TENS machine if that's something that you're going to have in your early labor. Pop it on, you know, as sort of early as you start to feel some type of pattern in your contractions. It's quite a useful tool, you know, when you're in that early labor stage, just to take your mind off and the edge off the contractions. Your body gets used to the sensation, and you also get really used to using the machine. So that's a really great way and thing to do in your early labor. Birth ball is really great if you've got one. Swaying your hips on that, leaning over it, lots of different things you can do with a birth ball in early labor that will feel nice. What else can I tell you? Partner massage. This is a nice time to practice some of the comfort methods that you might be trying with your birth partner. If you've done the Your Birth Project course, then you'll know all about them. It's a nice time to try them because you sort of learn what feels good and what doesn't when you're actually in labor, rather than just sort of thinking about what that might feel like. So give all of the different massages a try, all of the different things that you've talked about, and just, yeah, sort of see how they feel. Now, as you reach the sort of end stage of this early labor, you will start to notice that things become more consistent. It's possible that you might have a bloody show or lose your mucus plug in this early stage of labor. Really common is to have like heaps of bowel movements. So you'll be often finding that you need to go to the toilet and your body's trying to clear out what's in your bowels. So don't be too alarmed if you have quite a few bowel movements or loose bowel movements during that time. It can sometimes be accompanied with a little bit of lower back pain. And yeah, the tightenings across your belly. You'll definitely know what I'm talking about when you get there. But those are the sorts of signs that early labor is starting, and you will feel it progress as your contractions become more intense, and you also notice a bit more of a pattern to them. So those are the things that you're probably looking out for when you're wondering, you know, how far through my labor am I, or how is my labor progressing? Remember, you want to really keep the oxytocin flowing in that early stage of labor. So lots of loving touch with a partner, touch on yourself, whatever feels good. You've got all of the different things that you've thought about for your birth environment. We talk about that heaps in the course as well. Make sure that you're focusing on doing those things and really getting your labor moving. I am so excited for you if you are coming up to a birth sometime soon. I can't wait to hear about your best birth, and I hope that this tip about early labor has helped you. I will be coming back next week with a focus on active labor and some tips to help you navigate that period. So I hope this has been useful. Make sure you check out Your Birth Project at Your Birth Project on Instagram or www.yourbirthproject.com. Thanks for joining me. Talk to you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.